Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is the Father's good pleasure, what he delights in, to give little Mariana this day the treasures of his kingdom, the inheritance, this very day. It is so true for you. You know, Jesus there, the gospel, the man from the crowd was only asking for the inheritance to be divided fairly. I mean, imagine a man leaves behind two heirs, brothers, without a will. And the older brother is clever and he snags for himself the family farm along with all the furniture and possessions. And the younger brother simply wants to obtain a clock that his grandfather built and a boat that he and his father restored together. I mean, would you call such a man covetous? I mean, tell him, just walk away. Let the brother keep all the stuff. Would you warn him that life does not consist of things and possessions? Jesus does. Even your mother taught you when you point your finger at someone else, there's always three pointing back at you. You know, the man cries to Jesus for justice, furious over his brother's greed, is himself obsessed with stuff. Stuff that rusts, decays, stuff that cannot keep you safe or draw you closer to God or give lasting joy. The sooner you realize that all of your things, even a World War II medal and flag that draped over your grandpa's casket, I mean, the old family heirloom you keep locked away, all your stuff will soon, very soon, belong to someone you don't know or in a landfill. And maybe some of your special stuff will pass to an heir a generation or two, but eventually in a rummage sale for pennies. Someone else will be driving your car and living in your home soon. And foremost, the sooner that you realize everything you have, all your stuff, is all a gift from God, not yours, the more content, less coveting you will be, the less you will obsess over money and things. How often do you let things affect your joy? Yeah. What is it that makes you content, happy? What about your true happiness? In what do you find joy? Think about the times in your life when you were the most content, the happiest. Think about it. When? Where? What does it take to make you happy? Where do you look? Is it having enough money to do things? Is it in things? Is your joy, happiness rooted in getting what you want? I mean, even your daydreams of having more stuff or winning a lottery expose you. You've been raised with Christ. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is. Set your mind on things above. That's not about heaven. Our looking to things above is looking to a man, where Christ is. When you forget that, you forfeit so much joy, happiness God intends for you already today. I mean, that's the point of St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. You heard that Christ is the whole point. And then for those Colossians, and it's still true for you Kansans and a few of you Missourians who snuck in here, that false teaching in the church distracting people away from the true treasures of Christ. And burning people with new rules and empty philosophy. But the earthly enticements, distracting people from the joy, the treasure in Christ, even now. We certainly cannot pretend that we aren't earthly minded. St. Paul writes, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Immorality, impure passions, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Like Solomon's problem. A call to repentance that we fail each day at that list that St. Paul writes. And we're so easily enticed into the idolatry of you. To fall into temptations, drawn into this the self-centered pleasures and stuff. Our culture breeds the idolatry of me. It affects you more than you care to think. Do not overlook your sins. Don't downplay it that if you're not that greedy or selfish. We all grow numb to sins. Dare not ask God to forgive you for a few times you failed. And well, the other times you really didn't harm anyone. They weren't that bad. And it's not as bad as some of those people. Put to death. Put upon the death of Christ, he says. Daily repentance of the old self. Paul writes, the new self. The baptized child we even saw, see now today, emerging each day. Set your mind on things above. It is not looking up, but simply looking upon a man on a cross. Things above. Looking at a font, to the table. You look to his word. You look to his servant forgiving sins and instead the faithful preaching, teaching the word. You look to where he directs you, where he is. You actually set your mind on things above by looking down to receive the very body and blood of him where Christ is. Then he writes, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. Now that's about heaven. And at that moment, everyone will see that the vanity, just how futile earthly things have been, how unnecessarily we stressed over, how unimportant some things truly are. And in the times your life that you were the happiest that you thought of with family, maybe a simpler time, on vacation, a wedding, holding a newborn, right, Eric, Shannon? Yeah. Or the love in that warm embrace that you remember, that you wish you could go back to and never let go. The times that you've been happy here is but a faint glimpse of the joy that you will have above, where Christ is. To embrace him, embrace our loved ones again. Oh, Christian, do not lose sight of what is in store. Yes, I know we have to deal with earthly things today. Well, St. Paul is pointing us to things above by setting our mind on things above. It has everything to do with the way you live now. Why Christ baptizes Mariana and you. When you own eternity, when he is here to give himself as the inheritance of heaven, you persevere through the struggles of this life, joy that nothing in this life can take away. That is the word of Jesus to the brothers feuding over earthly things. Living your life. The last three words of Jesus in today's gospel, being rich toward God. Being rich toward God. The gift of joy in the good things that God gives us and to be a blessing to others. Family. Friends. But even more, being rich toward God in the person of Jesus. Set your mind on things above. When the thing you value most in this life is what Jesus gave you on the cross. How can you measure the infinite worth of your baptism? Can your eyes behold anything of greater worth than a little piece of bread and a sip of wine? For in these the very life presence of the God-man is given. When Christ, who is your life. Yeah. Quit looking for something out there. The only true happiness, lasting joy, contentment, found here. The treasures of heaven. Set your mind on things above, being rich towards God. You are rich in that which cannot and will not ever be taken from you. As with Mariana today, forever, and yours. Your Father delights to give you the treasures of heaven, his kingdom. Where Christ is. In the name of Jesus, amen.